It is time for our children's story, so all the little kids, if you could come on forward, we would love to see your smiling faces.
The right mic. How are you doing this morning? Did you notice how everybody was singing so well this morning? Didn't it sound good? You know, it's kind of like people sing really well in the shower, and it's raining outside, so maybe because it's raining, we're singing it so much better, huh? Or right under the showers. You know, I'm going to tell you a story about a little boy named Johnny, and everybody makes up these stories about Johnny, and Johnny's not real. But this was a real Johnny. His name was Johnny Appleseed. That was his nickname. His actual name was Johnny Colton. And they called him Johnny Appleseed because he carried a bag, maybe much bigger than this probably, and he traveled around and he planted seeds. Well, he didn't have much money. And so what he did, because he couldn't afford to buy seeds, he went over to where they pressed apples to make apple cider. And they had all this piles of seeds left over, so he got those seeds for free. Now, back in those days, and this was back in 1774, I think, is when he was born, so it was about early 1800s when he started planting. Now, Johnny was able to get property. If you develop property, it became yours, see? Because there was so much wilderness out there. And so he'd plant these orchards, and within five years, these trees are producing. And there was all kinds of trees in Indiana and Illinois and Ohio and Missouri and all these different places. And he traveled these places barefoot. You know, he just walked around barefoot, just like a good old boy in Bakersfield, you know. And he just walked around barefoot, and he had these big burdens with him. But he carried two things with him. One was seeds, and the other was, guess what? Anybody know? A Bible. He carried his Bible with him. You know, I bet you he planted other kinds of seeds too. What kind of seeds do you think? Seeds in the heart. Seeds that affected people's lives, because he was able to share with people because he read his Bible and he planted these seeds. Now, you see, in our lives, we think, man, we're just broken. We have nothing. But we need to look around and see what's becoming a waste and manage that and make a success out of something that normally would be thrown away, like Johnny Appleseed did. When he died, they said he had about 1,200 acres, 1,200 acres that he had planted orchards on by himself. And he carried his little bag and maybe a little shovel and spade and poked holes in the ground and got these all planted. That's pretty good for a guy just walking around by himself. And it was all to him. Now, there's one tree left. All the trees got cut down because there was a thing called prohibition, and people were making moonshine, and they were using Johnny's apples for that. And so the government said, no more trees. And they went around and chopped down all these trees. But one tree is still surviving, and I think it's in Pennsylvania. And it's over 170 years old, you know. And so sometimes when we're doing good things and the Lord's leading us, they last a long, long time. Now, wouldn't you like to plant some seeds and see something happen? I thought you would. So I brought some seeds for you. Now, do you want thistles and you know, stickers and stuff like that? No, those aren't the seeds we want to plant. We want to plant flowers, don't we? Yeah. So it's springtime coming soon, and right now is the time to plant to get ready for spring. Doug's already got his broccoli all planted, and he's ready to go, you know. So I'm going to give you some flowers, and your mom and you, or your mom and dad and you, can go out and plant some flowers around the house. And then you get to see how God works by watching this little flower come up from this tiny seed, and it blooms, and then it generates more seeds. That's the way it is with us as Christians. The seed was planted in our heart when we found Christ. Just like when Johnny Appleseed went and planted one seed, it benefited many. Well, he wants us to reach out and benefit others too. Okay? Would you like to have some seeds and plant some flowers? Okay, have a great Sabbath and come up here and I'll hand you some seeds.